As I was squeezed relentlessly to exhaustion, the night had already fallen. I wondered if the others were just giving me space since no one entered my room. They're pretty considerate, huh? I put up a barrier. We don't want to be interrupted. Aha! That was my succubus. You tired? Nah. Want to sleep? After I eat dinner? Let's go play tomorrow. I didn't come here to play. I came here to suppress the rebellion. Oh, you're so hardworking. First we need to scout the enemy castle. I'll go too. You won't do anything weird, right? Do you want me to? That's quite all right. Come on, let's do it. Let's not. Shamsia laughed. She was having her fun. You're gonna move up here too, Loot. Really? Really? My predictions are always right. But I wonder if I can really suppress the rebel army. You can do it. How? With your dick. I suppose I was dumb for asking honestly. This room is better than before, and it looks like things are going to get interesting. Let's visit the church soon. What are we going to do at the church? Shamsiel chuckled at me. Do you think a demon prays? I laughed, confused. There really was only sex on Shamsiel's mind. It looked like my true assignment was just going to be fucking Shamsiel every day. But that didn't sound so bad. Getting promoted like this would be boring if I was alone, but Shamsiel was here with me. I felt something warm inside me just then. After Lute Hen finished fucking Shamsiel and began his late dinner, a pair of guards in the castle hallways were gossiping. Hey, did you hear? Yeah, the new commander is just a kid. The generals pulled out saying, I won't fight if it's with him, right? It's over for him. Yeah, all the commanders here are doomed anyway. The rebel army always sends assassins, you know. Is that really the rebel army, though? Shh, don't say that so loud. I wonder how long he's got. Maybe we should pack up and head out tomorrow. He's probably dead. Dang, I really wanted General Felsen to be commander. Seriously? He's snoring. He's still snoring. Shamsiel, there's none left. Unaware of the gossip in the castle walls, the fresh commander was already fast asleep. Three dubious characters stood at his bedside. It was the group from that afternoon. Roll call! Start! Assassin A! Assassin B! Assassin C! Alright, that's all of us. The leader-looking man nodded. That is our target. The three men all turned the loot. He was fast asleep, unaware he was being targeted. Looks like an easy job. I'll just get my short sword. Assassin C was about to stab loot when... Startled by Lute's loud snore, him and his partners panicked and were suddenly on edge. Shh, your voice! He startled me! Just snoring! Lute snored and murmured, still asleep. This guy's quite an annoyance. Makes me want to kill him all the more. Yeah. All right, let's all move in at the same time. Yes. I'll count to three. Do we wait until after three, or, you know, on three? On three. The three assassins gulped and readied their swords. They looked at one another and nodded. Here we go. One, two, three. Dagong. Glute, who still seemed to be asleep, lifted his arm suddenly. His fists met with Assassin C's jaw, sending him to the floor. Don't falter, this enemy is a tough one. Glute snored loudly once again. Somehow at the exact moment his dream caused him to lift his fists and deliver a powerful blow. What the bastard is still asleep! His sleep posture is so bad it's violent. Careful. What if a snake attacks from above? There are no snakes here, idiot. Let's go. One, two, three. Don't. Oh, his leg just... Assassin A shook in fear. Once again, still dreaming away, Luke's legs shot up to deliver a vicious kick to the assassin. Assassin B, get up! Assassin C! Assassins B and C both moaned at the incidental blows they had taken. Yo! Snore. His fist again! My nose is... Assassin A panicked and tried to stop his nosebleed. It seemed impossible for him to really be asleep. Whenever someone began to attack, he took the initiative to deliver a kick or punch. This was in no way a typical opponent. He's too strong! Abort mission! Perplexed and in pain, Assassin A helped his comrades and hobbled away, leaving the completely clueless Loot and Shamsiel, who had been fondly observing the entire escapade. Looks like I didn't even get my turn. The loyal succubus squinted her eyes happily. You really are strong at night, Loot. Thus concluded Loot's first night as commander. Assassins? I was chatting with Shamsiel as I munched away at the white bread that was brought to me early in the morning. You fended them off for me? You didn't? They left on their own. Why? Why don't you ask your arms and legs? Arms and legs? I looked at my lens, but nothing seemed unusual. What the heck did I do while I was asleep? My sleeping posture had always really been bad. My friends never wanted to sleep next to me. They must have a lot of time if they can just send assassins. Don't you think it's a little too soon? That's an interesting look for her. The exact day you arrived. Amazing response time, huh? This isn't time to be impressed. They definitely planned this before you arrived. Just killing me wouldn't have changed much, though. Who is it? It is I, Wan Kong. Come in. Good morning, I brought you a slice of pie for your early morning dessert. Thanks, apparently there were intruders last night. Intruders? They came to kill me, I guess. Is that true? Yeah, or so I heard. You didn't know?
Hmm.
It must have been the doing of Vunderbolt Castle. We've had numerous commanders assassinated in the past, likely on Wackenheim's coin. Word gets around quick to them. I am terribly sorry. I will immediately instruct the guards to heighten security on the premises. The aide bowed and left the room. Numerous times in the past, huh? I wonder if Wackenheim really is the type to do that. Who knows? I cocked my head. I was sure that the Wackenheim hero sometimes employed an artifice, but I wasn't convinced that he was the type of general to use assassinations repeatedly. Maybe since his son had taken the reins, he's overhauled their tactics. Suddenly the door opened without so much as a knock. There are some who simply have no manners. I turned my head to see who. It was the three old generals. Huh? Didn't you guys leave yesterday? Is it true assassins came? Yep, it's true. That can't possibly be. If they did come, you couldn't possibly have fended them off. Apparently there were three of them. Sir Felzen, this scum is... I see. So that's the case. Suddenly, General Felzen smirked. What a farce indeed. Farce? You know better than anyone that you have no real guts, so you fabricated the story of an attempted assassination to try and convince us that you're some kind of reputable knight. Huh? That sounds awfully sneaky. It is just what you've done! I didn't do anything. You may be a commander now, but you're still the lowest graduate. Abdicate this post immediately if you have any shame at all. I'll quit after I do what I need to do. You, do you seriously think you can bring down Vunderbolt Castle? Even without bringing the castle down, I just need to bring the... Even without bringing the castle down, I just need to bring down the enemy general, right? Whoops. Hold on. Hold on. Can I play it? I don't know. Anyway, Zahn says, well, wouldn't that just be wonderful? However, your opponent is the heir to Wackenheim's legacy. Yeah, that's why I was thinking I'd do some recon first. Wasting time on a grunt's work. Yeah, but hearing a report and seeing with your own eyes is different. That's why I want to go check it out. It will be a useless effort. Though at least it'll fit you. I stuffed some more white bread into my mouth. Would it be hard to bring down Vunderbolt Castle? You wouldn't comprehend even if we explained. So, of the three of you, the strongest in the castle assault is General Felzen, right? Would it be impossible to leave it to you? If I said I could, do you plan on leaving it to me? Yep. General Felzen grew quiet. No army has brought down that castle even once in the past 100 years. Don't you have a secret strategy? Just think about it for a bit. I'm going to do some recon this afternoon. I'll check out the perimeter of the castle. Reconnaissance is a useless effort. Want to come with me? No. The old generals left my room. As usual, a bunch of jerks. Should I eat them? No, come on. We're not eating the generals. I mean, I wouldn't mind it, but... Come noon, Ludhen, entirely unaware of his fate, prepared for let's try that again, because this is kind of a serious part of the story. Come noon, Ludhen, entirely unaware of his fate, prepared for his scouting endeavor, while in Vonderbalt Castle, the enemy commander was being briefed. Is that confirmed? Yes, we have information that the enemy commander is going to conduct reconnaissance on our castle today. Right after he takes his post, he wants a look, huh? Is he mocking us? I was told he is a foolish upstart. And the source of information? The usual one. That man, eh? He knows nothing of the dangers in front of him. The enemy commander mumbled quietly. Whoops. Hold on. Where is it? Return to choice, settings. Oh, I guess you just have to go back. Okay, she said, come with me, we'll go greet him, and set a little trap as a welcoming present. It was just past noon. As I was walking the corridor to leave Bustenhelter Castle, Juan Kohn came rushing after. It is too dangerous for our commander to go on reconnaissance like this. I'm just gonna go take a look. You've only just been assigned to your post, as such you do not know the landscape. We should have the commoners. Well, if I don't walk on this land with my own 2 feet, I'll have a hard time forming a war strategy, won't I? But commander, if I feel like I'm in danger, I'll head back. Bye. Oh, commander! I shrugged off Juan Kohn and headed into town. I didn't want to stand out, so I didn't bring any guards. Even without guards, I had the strongest partner of all. I glanced back over my shoulder. I knew it. Shamsia was following me. This really is a vibrant city. I think I could get used to it here. This city smells good. Shamsia was sniffing around in all directions. What kind of smell? Smell of betrayal and conspiracy. I was quiet for a moment. And that's a good smell? Isn't it? I don't quite follow. I peered into the marketplace and the woman from yesterday called out to me. Oh, it's the man from yesterday! Oh, it's the young lady from yesterday! Stop it! Don't joke around! Smack! Wah! She slapped my back with such force I thought my eyes would pop out. I've got some carrots today. Cheap. Buy some, won't you? I don't know. Look. They're nice and straight. Good shape, eh? Oh, that looks familiar. Oh, stop it, you! Smack. Gwah! I'm just a pure little maiden. Dirty jokes are embarrassing. I severely doubted that. She was a little too old to be pure. So you buying? I just bought stuff yesterday. Hey now, so if the young girl isn't here, you won't buy? No, it's not that. Alright then, you're buying. Times are tough, you know. Tell that to the new liege lord. Well, I am the new liege lord, actually. Another joke. Smack. Ah! If you buy, I'll introduce you to a nice young lady. Well, guess I have no choice then. Thanks a bunch! I screamed when a fat, wet kiss met my cheeks. When the woman left, Shemsiel laughed at me relentlessly. She had been watching the whole time. It's not funny. You're so popular. And now I have 2 carrots. What should I do? Why not jam them in your scabbard? Will they fit? Yep. Oh, look at that. You're so cool, Lute. How the hell did he get two carrots in his scabbard and the sword? They're not that fucking big. And I know he doesn't have, like, a gut-sized sword. If he did have a gut-sized sword, he wouldn't have room for fucking carrots to begin with. It's the opposite, I think. Bump. Oh, sorry. Hmm? Though she had somewhat muscular features, she was stunning. And to top it off, her chest was literally bursting out. Massive, unreal tits with even more volume than Shem Seals. I stood fixated, but then she ran off, followed by... I instinctively followed after them. She was a knight like me, and chasing after her were the three suspicious-looking characters I saw yesterday, and all three of which wielded short shorts. They've got short shorts. I think they mean short swords, not short shorts. It's like, look, we've got our shorts! Oh no, they're gonna pull their shorts out! Run! I felt a nervous rush. What is it? Those men just now had swords. Not shorts, but swords. I was worried about the female knight. Could those men be trying to kill her? Isn't that why they were carrying swords and chasing her? I was an honest knight. Was it acceptable for a knight to pretend that he didn't recognize when a woman was in danger? Besides, that's like the classic chivalry code, guys, by the way. Besides, she was a stunning beauty with castle-like tits. That's the first time I've ever heard tits compared to a castle. Was there a knight alive who would ignore her plight? I'm gonna go after them, I said to Shem Seal as I ran off. Wait for me! I came to a path with a tunnel. Unlike the surface streets, it was gloomy and suspicious, clearly hiding something. Where did they go? When the three men and the women came into view, I shouted immediately, Halt! The men turned towards me. They all had short swords readied in hand. Again, not short shorts. The men silently began their advance on me. Halt! I'll strike you down if you move! As I threatened them, I reached for my sword. Except, it wasn't a sword at all, but a carrot. The men stood perplexed for a moment. That's not right! I scrambled to draw my other sword, and pulled out yet another carrot! I had completely forgotten that I had just bought carrots, and to my additional surprise, I'd forgotten to bring my swords in the first place! Oof! Hey, Mr. Bunny! It's a carrot! Hungry? Oh, okay then. Alright, how about we trade for that girl? These are tasty carrots! Crunch! I bit straight into the carrot. I crunched loudly, then swallowed. Ugh! My throat! The second it lodged in my throat, the men dashed towards me. Pah! Just as the suspicious men were moving in to kill me, I spat out chunks of carrot with blinding speed. Right into the eyes of all the men! You! The man swung his sword at me. I responded instantly and blocked it with my carrot. Thwop! In an instant, my carrot split into two with the top half flying off. No! I panicked and dropped my other carrot by mistake. It rolled forward along the ground. Die! Two of the men approached me together, and at their feet, rolled the two carrots. Thud! The two men's heads slammed into the ground, followed by painful groans. Oh dear! I was mildly surprised by this turn of events. And apparently, the female knight was as well. Are you alright? Yes. Shit! Come on! I grabbed her by the hand and ran off. We should be fine here. Thank you ever so much, Sir Knight. The female knight bowed her head. Oh no, I'm actually pretty new at this. Is that so? I've come to the city on errands and ran into trouble. My eyes were drawn to the knight's clothes. Judging from her cape that she wore, I gathered she was a higher rank than me. But my eyes quickly stopped on her chest. Such excellent form! Even if her chest were entirely covered by her cape, it would still leave little to the imagination. In fact, it looked like a domed tent, and her explosive pair that incited desire. As if to entice men, her underboobs from the nipples down were almost completely visible. I immediately had the urge to reach out and touch. Is there something? No. Are you from the Knight Academy? No, nothing like that. I'd assumed you were from a decorated background. My father always wanted a son, and as such, I try to maintain a knightly appearance, but I'm not at all. Her boobs jiggled to the rhythm of her words. They looked like they were about to spill right out. Such tasty-looking tits. I suddenly remembered the tasty carrots I bought earlier. Ah! I left my carrots back there. Too bad. They looked really good, too. What? What's your name, Sir Knight? Lute Hend. What? Is it a weird name? No. It's a great name, really. The female knight seemed excessively flattering in her recovery. If we've made it here, I don't think those guys will be able to find us. Should I take you home? Thank you for the offer. It is a bit far, however. It's not the castle, is it? No, it's further than that. Where? Just a bit further and... You are... Halt! Draw your sword! Hold on now! I stood in the path of the two generals. Stand down! This girl was attacked by villains and I was just taking her home. Villains? That Deceptress? Deceptress? You know her? Not at all. Huh? But you just... I must have mistook her. We'll be leaving now. Hey, wait! General! The two old generals left abruptly. I noticed that the female knight had also disappeared. I had no idea what just happened. Oh, smells good. Shemchil sniffed the air energetically again. It smells like something? Like a lot of things. The smell of lies or something? What about a Wunderbolt Castle? It's late. Might as well head back to the castle. Alright, I'll get a head start. You know she was answering that question, right? He asked her, he said, what does it smell like? And she said, what about Wunderbolt Castle? But he thought that she was referring to, hey, weren't we supposed to go check out Wunderbolt Castle? In actuality, she was telling him, it smells a lot like Wunderbolt Castle. So, that was the villain that you were with, Lute. She always likes to hint around at things, and it's very interesting. I love her as a character because she knows way more than anybody else. Being a 1,000-year-old demon, and I mean literally, not even in the lolly sense. I'm talking about she's been around thousands of years, so she has all this information that Lute doesn't know, and I mean, she knows that he's going to rank himself into a king or something like that, and she's just kind of along for the ride. It's like one of those things where you've been around thousands of years and, like, things probably aren't that exciting for you, but you know that this guy's got, like, ancient royal blood or something. So you want to kind of be with him and see him get to this ultra-high rank because he's, like, an ancient special, I don't know. Something about Lute is special. And I only know a little bit, but Shemsiel knows a hell of a lot more, and she's going to tell us as we continue playing the game. Now, this is where we're going to end for now. Just a couple more lines, and the next screen we're going to go ahead and end it. But we'll bring back Fun Bag Fantasy probably again in April. I don't see why not. It's a good series. I like it. There's a lot of them, and it's always got the conspiracy and the drama and just all kinds of stuff going on. So it's not just titty sucking and fucking. But let's continue and then we'll end it. Hey! The succubus took to the air and flew off at her leisure. That demon was spontaneous as always. Again, she knows something. Sometimes it's hard to tell if she's loyal or not. I took a deep breath and started back towards Bustenhelter Castle. Okay. So here we are, guys. This is where we're going to end Fun Bag Fantasy this week. And we may catch back up with it in April. So when I mean May, I mean to say like we'll probably actually do it again next week. Because there's not a whole lot that I'm doing as far as visual novels. I might go back to a few that we haven't touched in a while. But the main goal is to actually get through a lot of them. That way we can actually do more instead of just having it where I'm doing several at one time. And it's impossible to get anything finished because there's always new ones. So that's one thing we are going to try to do. I definitely want to have this one done. I don't know when, but we'll have it done soon, I think. I don't know. There's other paths you can go and all that. But we're only doing one path, I think. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out for Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we'll see you next time with more Fun Bag Fantasy.